Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Rochester Speaks. I'm Ray G, here with Coordinated Care Services, Inc. I have Ann Wilder, who is the president, and Lenora Reed-Rose, who is the senior director of Strategic Initiative Partnerships and Community Connectedness. Ladies, how are you?
Great.
We are excellent.
It's so great to have you in here in the studio.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Of course, of course. So let's get started. Lenora, I heard that you have been there since the beginning. So let's hear a little bit more about the background of CCSI, the history, you know, what you guys do in the community.
Yes, I'll start and then I'll pass on to my esteemed president, Ann Wilder, to get into more details.
I love that.
So CCSI, formerly we were Integrated Mental Health, and that was a demonstration project. And at the end of it, we decided with the community and Monroe County Office of Mental Health how they did not want to lose the resource of CCSI and what we brought to the table. And we then transitioned from Integrated Mental Health into CCSI, started with 6 employees, and now we're close to 500.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. We've been rooted in this community all the time. Sometimes we are more like a back office. So a lot of folks don't know about us, but I think our 30th is going to kind of bring us to the forefront, and we really want to share our story.
Absolutely.
Of how this community has supported us in those 30 years, and we're going to be giving back to the community while we go through our massive celebration. I'll have Ann kind of talk about our mission and things of that sort, where we are now.
Love it.
Sure. Yeah, and you teed that up perfectly, Lenora. I mean, I think what we really are is we're a not-for-profit organization. As Lenora said, you know, sort of really marking our 30th year. And what we really do is partner with local government, other not-for-profits, behavioral health providers, community-based organizations, and really push into those organizations everything they need to develop and deliver high-quality, high-impact services and programs that help people. So if we were to kind of do the shorthand for our mission, we would say we're an organization that helps organizations that help others.
Well, there
and,
you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we do that in a lot of different sectors. And so, you know, sometimes rolling that up in an elevator speech is tough. But as Lenora mentioned, oftentimes people will say, oh, you're the best kept secret. And in some cases, we take that as such a compliment because it means we're really kind of partnering with our customers inside to give them the infrastructure they need. But as we mark our 30th, we think it's a great time for us to kind of tell our story about the work that we've done in this community over the past 30 years together 100%. With our partners and kind of what we think, what we want to do next.
So what's an example of like a recent partnership you guys did?
A recent partnership? Well, you know, one thing that we're excited about is we've worked for, you know, starting first in Monroe County to put together something called the Consortium on Trauma, Illness, and Grief in Schools. And what that really does is help schools, gives them the specialized training to respond in an evidence-based way if there's a traumatic event. Somebody's very ill, there's a death, there's something traumatic, and the school really needs to mobilize a response. So TIG really started in Monroe County, organized the, you know, sort of the schools in Monroe County, and has since spread to school districts to the east of us, to the west of us. And last week, we kicked off our first instance of the Consortium of Trauma, Illness, and Grief in colleges. So what it really is creating an opportunity for those organizations to have the very best response to something that would otherwise be really difficult for the staff in the schools and really difficult for the students.
Absolutely.
So that's kind of, that's one example. I don't know, Lenora, if you've got one.
And because one of the things that so fascinates me with the TIG movement, I call it a movement, it's been over 20 years that we've been doing this work. We brought that to Monroe County. But we've also helped communities. So let's say there's a shooting in Fairport or something going on in the city. We have trained folks so the community can respond to that essence. So you'll hear something going on and the teachers and folks will get together with parents and community to talk about it and help them through that grief process.
Which is so important.
Yeah, so we're really helping folks to help those who actually receive the services. So we're not producing direct care, but we're working through others to engage with those who are getting the care.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that.
So we kind of think about it as sometimes it's CCSI inside, right? Yeah. And so sometimes it's partnering with an organization. One of our partners in the Syracuse area really wanted to staff up their mental health presence in the schools. So we helped them hire 50 staff over the summer so that when the doors opened in September, they had kind of a mental health professional in every school. And that was part of their commitment to, you know, sort of really make sure that kids and families really had what they needed, especially given all of the, you know, stressors the last 2 years have brought.
I think that's great.
Does that give some good examples?
Absolutely.
Yes, I know, yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So, you ladies said, it's your 30 years here in the community. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And you have like a whole year of events planned. I would love to hear all about these events.
Yes.
That sounds great. Do you want to kick off with our Tuesday talks?
Yes.
We'll start there.
I'll start with our Tuesday talks. So, we're going to be using these talks to help to reshape our communities, lead it with compassion, as we've done over the 30 years. The goal for the talk is to educate, to engage, and to bring folks together and come up with actionable items. So it's not just talk, 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 talk. We want to call people to action. We want to say, what can you do? So our first talk, and I'm really, really excited about all of them, but this one like really so resonates with me, is racism as a public health crisis. And it's been one of those things that people have been talking about. We have been doing work around racism and racial equity for the years we have been in operation. And we feel that this is something that we can help this community to move the dial a little bit. It's a tough topic. We don't expect that we're going to do it all. We're working in partnerships with others. But we also know by elevating that conversation and bringing people like the Commissioner of Health, bringing in folks, local folks, folks who can really talk to what does it mean and how this will impact our population, impact those, especially folks of color, to get the services that they need, to have equitable outcomes. So we're going to lead off with that topic. Then we're going to get to talking more specifically about mental health, reshaping the mental health system. What does this mean? I think very often, I think even for us and for me as a person of color, we don't want to admit that we have mental health challenges. Our families and our communities don't want to admit. How then do we bring? Because we understand it's through that admitting and through love and through advocacy, but also through compassion and empathy that we can actually begin to bring people to the table. So we're then going to bring those pieces together with folks who are so knowledgeable, or staff that has done a lot of work, plus other experts, and again, call the community to action. One of the things that we're trying to do in these series, these talks, is call the community to action. What can you do? We just don't want you to listen to this glorious presentation. I know they will be glorious, but you know, we want you to call it to action.
Absolutely.
What can you do in your space as an individual, as an organization, as a family member? What can you do? Because together we have to work as a community if we want our community to be better. And then we have some additional topics that we're going to be talking about. Transforming the crisis response system. You know, Rochester, we've gone through our own crisis. We have our Daniel Prudes. We have all those other events that have happened. And we want to bring examples that work and bring some really intentional resource, but also examples and strategies that can make a difference. Then we'll be looking on racial equity and data innovation. We're going to talk about innovation and transformation in education through trauma response, equity-focused practice. And then our last talk in September will be building resilient organizations through adaptive learning. If you notice, they all are talking about racial equity. Around equity, we think it's so important. It's a hard topic to talk about, but we feel it needs to be addressed.
It's a necessary topic.
It's a necessary topic.
100%. It sounds like you guys don't just, I mean, you guys are going to talk about it with these Tuesday talks, but you're also going to make a game plan action about it, which is so important.
Yes.
What are some of these other events you guys have going on?
Well, I think the Tuesday talks will culminate in a sort of an event on September 22nd. That's going to kind of be our sort of virtual hybrid celebration, and that'll include a keynote speaker that we're working on the details, as well an opportunity to sort of recognize some of our partners for their innovative, impactful work, and just really kind of a nice community celebration. So that's already kind of on the books for September 22nd.
We're looking forward to that.
Rooted in Resilience,
celebrating
30 years of innovation and impact.
Beautiful.
And it's going to be free.
Yeah.
It's going to be free.
Great. And you said, you know, keynote speakers, there's going to be different things going on there.
Yes.
And then you talked about your partners that you have, but you are also looking for more partnerships still. Did I read that correctly?
Yeah.
Sponsorships. Yeah. Do you want to talk about that a little
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you know, so much we've done through partnerships. And so if there are organizations that think the work that we've done is important and want to be part of the process, either kind of sponsoring one of our events or, you know, we're open to other types of partnerships, we're happy to talk further. And if you go to our website, we've kind of have that all laid out. There's an opportunity for, you know, if an event sounds like it's of interest to you, if the topic resonates, please register. If you're interested in partnering with us in some kind of way, I think, you know, Lenora is your point of contact. And all of that, I think we've tried to make really accessible front and center on our website.
Beautiful. And what is your website?
CCSI.org.
CCSI.org.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. It'll tell you about our 30th, but it'll also tell you a little bit about, you know, sort of the services and supports, the partnerships, some examples of our work. And the other thing that we're really excited to be putting together is kind of like, I want to call it like a living timeline. So going back to 1992, when we've started, we've kind of telling our stories, our story from the perspective of 30 partners. So giving, you know, starting from 1992 up to current day, having just a couple of minutes of, you know, individuals that we've worked with through the past 30 years, really talking about, you know, what was accomplished during that time in history. So it kind of brings our story to life.
Yeah,
we're excited about that.
Love if folks could, because we listen to it and we're like, oh my gosh, we forget some of these things. But also it almost brings tears to your eyes because we've grown so much. And then you forget some of the things that we have accomplished. And I see we have accomplished so, so much. We've really grown, and not just as an organization, but we've helped other organizations to grow. We've helped counties to grow, helped them to bring in innovative services to serve, and how do they engage with their populations and with others, both on a state and local level. It's just kind of nice to step back and say, oh my God, we did that. Yes, we did that. Let's do some more of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of the Racial Act work, we have been doing that work for years. And to hear people talk about it, how their lives have changed or how their services have changed and what they have done differently, it just says to us, keep doing more, keep doing more. It really is needed. And it's good to get those remembrances or those little notions that says, oh, remember this, remember that.
Yeah, it's going to be like a whole history thing for you guys.
Is.
And
it
just
is.
From talking to you both, it just sounds like you're super proud to be working in this community.
Gosh. Yes.
Oh
so important.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Do you have a need for volunteers at CCSI with your Rooted in Resilience event, anything like that?
We always need volunteers. And there's so many things that we do and other programs that we actually run or we engage with that people are looking for community folks to actually give input and to serve others. So we're always looking for folks who can help us one way or the other. We're non for profit. We don't refuse help. And help could come in people or in money or in whatever it is, but we're always looking for folks who can help.
Definitely. So if someone were interested that we're listening right now and helping you guys, volunteering, donating, how would they go about that?
I would say reach out to Lenora Reed Rose on the CCSI website.
Her email address is front and center. So it's under kind of partnerships or other opportunities.
Yes.
So if folks are interested in volunteering, I think Lenora is our, you know, sort of person to start with.
Yes.
The other thing I'll say is, you know, we're growing and we're hiring. So, you know, we've got kind of an active employment area on our website. We also share job opportunities within the not-for-profit sector through our website. So kind of one-stop shopping.
Yes.
So
definitely.
Folks who are interested in, you know, sort of looking for maybe a new opportunity, a new employment opportunity, we hope you'll look at our careers page.
Yes.
And
yes.
Absolutely they should.
Yes. It's a place
we think so.
It's a place to be. And we've really done some very neat things to ensure that our staff are valued, they're comfortable. And I'm not saying that there are not many more things we can do, but I am so proud of the steps we have made. One of the things that we have done, Rachel, which I'm so proud of, we have a racial equity code, a code of ethics that we expect all our staff to sign off on. Like, this is how we expect you to behave in this space. We can't afford for racism to breathe in our organization. And we're going to train you, we're going to educate you, but we're also going to hold you accountable.
Absolutely.
So we do so much. And we take baby steps, we take big steps, and sometimes it's not the right steps. We step back and we look at ourselves critically and what can we do. But we really put a lot into growing our organization, growing our people. Our staff yes. is our best asset, and we're constantly bringing in consultants to work with staff individually. Like now, I know we're going, and probably doesn't want to talk about it, but I'll talk about it. We're doing Brené Brown, her leadership series, and we have a consultant who has worked with all the senior staff, and now we're pushing it that down to all supervisors, and we're going to push it down to other staff members because we want all our staff to live in that space.
Definitely.
It's not enough for just leaders to be trained and others not to know about it.
100%. It sounds like, you know, what you guys practice out in the community, you also practice within your organization.
Yes.
And I think that's so important, right? Because
it is.
We know, as Lenora said, we have such a talented, dedicated workforce that really wants to make a difference. I think our job is to make sure that we are creating the best possible environment, right? So folks can show up and do their best work. And we know if we do that, the rest will follow.
Yes.
So I think that really is kind of our guiding, you know, sort of our North Star in that way.
I love it. Ladies, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I would say check out our website. If you're interested in knowing more, there's a place for you to subscribe to our newsletter. You know, and I think if you've got questions, I think, you know, ask. We've got Ask CCSI on our website. We've got Lenora as kind of a point of contact for, you know, sort of other opportunities. I think part of it is just, you know, we don't want to be the best kept secret anymore. I guess that's we'd end.
It's time to get out. Yes. Let the world know who you are.
We want to get out. We want to engage. And we want to use this opportunity, the 30th, really to thank this community for supporting us and being there for us in when we were 6 people to now we're 400 and something individuals. We want folks to know that we're really, really, truly appreciative for all the love that they have embraced us with and have been there for us. We could not survive without the community as we could not survive without our staff.
I love it. One more time, the date of your Rooted in Resilience event to celebrate 30 years.
September 22nd.
Yes.
September
22nd.
3 join
to 5
them.
PM.
Yes.
Please join us.
Please
We're
do.
Forward.
Thank you. Well, that is Lenora Reed Rose, and that is Ann Wilder from Coordinated Care Services, Inc. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining us. It was wonderful to hear about you.
Thank you
thanks
for
so
having
much
us.
For having us. This was fun.